Before we start, I have a little something for everyone. When he talked about Abraham and his son, fear, part of that is faith. I said, great faith to put your son or child on the altar. So let's start off with. Before we start, I'm going to just have prayer. So everyone pray with me. Got my family here filling out the whole row. We should took a cover charge, huh? Okay, gracious Father, thank you. As I stand here before your people, I divest myself that you may increase as I speak your word. Give them an ear to hear. And I give you praise and honor and glory for this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. I hope I made enough. Got a little gift for everyone. Sometimes I think it's nothing in here, but this is how small it is. It's a mustard seed. I said, oh, I didn't fill these packages because that's how small the mustard seed is. And that's all this faith that we need. It says faith. Faith is a complete trust. It's confidence. It's something. It's the opposite of mistrust, distrust, doubt, or anxiety. Action. It's the process of doing something. Doing something or someone perform an act or a deed, and the result, it's the consequence, it's the effect or outcome of something that occur or follow the consequence of something. The title of this story is Faith Plus Action Equal Deeds. Now we have a lot of faith. I need a little mustard seed. We have a lot of faith.
You can't see this from the back of the neck and eye. It's this small. And this is all we need. This faith is all we need. And we put faith in everything. God is moved by our faith. But we put faith in whatever. For example, I went to Big Lots because I was looking for some lawn chairs. So I saw this lawn chair, picked it up, put it on the floor, and I wanted to see how it felt. So I sat in it. I had faith in that chair was going to hold me. I end up on the floor. It was so embarrassing. I had my little sister with me. She laughed. And I'm crawling, trying to find a shelf so I can pick myself up. But a young man came and helped. I had so much faith in that chair. But what we need is just this little bit of faith in the God we serve. And with that faith, we move in action. That's where we get our results from God, because he is moved by our faith. The mustard seed. It's a small seed. It grows in a light, sandy, loamy, heavy clay core. So it don't take much for it. Before a person got saved, you don't know Christ. We don't believe Christ. And we say Christ can do this and he can move mountains and all these things. But yet, we want you to have faith. You know there is a God, but how can he do all of these things? So our faith is when we accept Christ, believe in our heart who he is, and confess with our mouth, then we are saved. That's how I got there. But I once thought about now, okay, there's this big God sitting up in the sky on a concrete throne. I'm supposed to believe that. Your faith grows. All you need is just a little. And each situation you come into, your faith gets larger and larger till you get to the point where you can move mountains. And not literally move a mountain, but that circumstance that you're in or that situation that you're dealing with. There are a lot of people, when I was reading on this about Daniel, when he was in the lion's den, his faith was so great that he refused. What he did was stood there and wait till he was going to hear from God. And the God shut up the lion's mouth. So we have that in our situations when we're persecuted on our jobs and even in our family. But if we stand on the word, that faith that God will bring you through, just this is all you need to start out with. Just this little faith. And if we put it in on Christ, the God we serve, and not in chairs. I had no idea that the chair had a crack in it. You know, we don't look at things before, we just do. We get in our car and we just drive. We just assume, you know, we walk into stores and we just assume. Yeah, but our faith is God in God. There are people that have been hurt, killed, because they had faith that they was going to get through that day and come home. There was a young lady who was on her way home from work. When she left that morning, she had no idea that there was going to be a drunk driver going the wrong way. Our faith. That's why each day we need to pray. It's not of ourselves or anything, but of our faith for God that loves us, that will bring us through, that will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Our faith. We take things for granted, and I'm guilty. Because sometimes I just wake up and just do. I don't seek his faith. Sometimes I even forget to pray or get too busy or even allow things to intervene. So putting it off, nope, this is God's time. No, I'll answer the phone and I'll make a phone call. And this is the bad habit I have. And my daughter will tell you, checking my bank account. It's important to, but it's not more important than having prayer, meeting God. But see, I put faith in those things. I put great faith in those things and little faith in this. In Hebrews 1:11, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence, proof. You got to show me. See, I knew there was a God because when I was out in the streets, drugging and alcohol, I went on my knees in my room. I didn't go to 1AA or NA. And that's where he met me. So I knew there had to be a God. There must be a God. Given that, just knowing, because I used to go through a lot. And I would tell my girlfriend, God has given me these feelings because he don't intend for me to live this way. That's when he's pulling on your coattail. There's a scripture, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And see, all the time I'm out there in the streets, he's pulling on my coattail. And I told my girlfriend, I said, he's giving me these feelings because he don't intend for me to feel that way. Didn't have an idea, but I just had a little faith that that's got to be him. So when I came to the end of myself and went on my knees, that's when it all happened. And I praise God for that, that little faith. Now, this is the proof of that little faith that I stand before you all, speaking on the word of God and what he has done. I'm going to read the scripture, if you can put it up there. It says, in the same way, faith by itself, it is, if it is not accomplished by action, it is dead. Bible say faith without action is dead. But someone would say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that. And slander. You foolish person. Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that his faith and his action was working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. Faith. He had faith. I mean, to take to the point where you're going to put your... He did the whole works. Now, I try to visualize myself. If someone asked me to take my daughter, as much as I love her, and I want you to sacrifice her, what would I do? What would I do? How would I think about that? It'll be hard. I think God and I would be going back and forth. Are you sure about this? Isn't it another way? Shouldn't it be something else? You know, this is me. I remember when I moved to Atlanta. These are my stories of faith. And my stories of faith is the things that got me through. My house was in foreclosure. So I end up in Atlanta. And when I got there, I run in the yard because we ran a U-Haul facility. And as I was running the yard, I'm praying and I'm telling God, well, Lord, I done sold my house and I done did this and I done did that. The reason I sold my house is because it was in foreclosure. He made that way. So when, if he was to tell me, told me to sell that house without the situation what I was in, would I have sold it? When you're pushed to a situation where you have to do it, it's not faith. And that's what I was in. I was pushed. Okay, then I decide, and then I want to call it faith. And faith, oh, here's another person. Yeah, cover charge would have been great this morning. It'd have been great. So when you're pushed to doing something, it's not faith. Stepping out in faith. Abraham wasn't pushed. His wife didn't have to convince him. And as much as he wanted a son and didn't have a son and waited all those years because God had promised him a son, and finally he got a son, now I'm going to take this son and put him on the altar. Something has got to be wrong. He didn't question it, and he didn't pray about it. He didn't turn it inside out and upside down. Immediately, he did what it was told. That was his faith. And see, when we move by God's faith, things move on our behalf quickly, like this mustard seed, which grow in a dry region. And the thing with the mustard seed, it produces the largest tree in a short amount of time in that region. So that's how our faith can work. Abraham then contemplate, okay, I'm gonna turn around, clap three times, and then if the Lord give me a sign, then I'll put him on the altar. No, he was told to do it, and he did it. He was moved in faith. This little mustard seed, the tree that it produces is the largest tree. I think I have something on here. How the wing. The mustard seed, how rich it is in nutrient and copper and calcium and iron, all of these things, which our body needs. But this mustard seed, a little mustard seed, how it can produce a large tree. They said that the limbs expand over 20 feet long. That's huge, just to grow in a dry desert. And sometimes we can be dry in a desert situation and circumstance. But if we have just this much faith as a seed, how can turn our situation around? Like I was saying, God giving me these feelings because he don't intend for me to live that way. That little faith turned my situation completely around. I don't know how much time I have left, but there's another scripture in here that I really like. As a matter of fact, it's quite a few. Barnabas, he was sitting by the roadside begging to hear that Jesus is passing by. He shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd tells him to be quiet, but he shouts even louder. And people tell you, "Oh, that's not going to happen." Will stifle your faith. And instead of believing it, you got to move in it. One day, my daughter told me, I used to drive this raggedy van for my job. She said, "Mom, you still driving that van?" I said, "Yep." "You might as well forget that Lincoln you wanted," that's what she said. I said, "Whoop." She just put my angels on excitement. Before the year was out, I got a Lincoln in that baby. Thank you. So you can't take what people say, do, or think. Barnabas, he got even louder. "Don't tell me to be quiet." The crowd tell him to be quiet, but he shouts even louder, "Jesus." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." Barnabas threw off his cloak and jumped to his feet. Now, what I liked about this passage is he just got up and he threw his cloak off. Back in those days, your garment that you wore represented the disease that you was dealing with. So he didn't wait till Jesus healed him. When Jesus called him, he already threw it off because he knew then, "I'm healed." He moved by faith. That was his action. So when we're searching God about something, we just got to move like Barnabas. When Jesus said, "Call him," that was it. He threw his coat off. That was his action. His faith was believing in that Christ was there, and there was a possibility for his healing. And when Jesus answered and said, "Call him," that was it. His action was pulling off that coat, let them know it's coming. After he pulled off his cloak, he jumped to his feet and runs to Jesus. Jesus asked Barnabas, "What do you want for me to do for you?" Barnabas replied, "Master, I want to see." Jesus healed Barnabas and said, "Your faith has made you whole." Barnabas immediately followed Jesus. That's why I'm following Jesus. My little faith, when I went on my knees and told God to take the taste out of my mouth, and I was being truthful, because I told, at least I thought I did. And right then and there, he healed me, which I call my at-the-well experience. And there was a couple of more scriptures that intrigued me, which made great history. And that's the woman with the issue of blood. And you can find that in Matthew 9:20-22 and Mark 5:25-34. There was this woman. She had the issue of blood. And she heard a crowd that they were at this gathering throne. Jesus was coming. Now, first of all, she had great faith, because at that time, when you were on your cycle or whatever it was, you were put out of the camp because they figured you were unclean. So she had faith to even just go into that crowd because they could have stoned her for being in the crowd. But she took great faith. Now she spent all of her money. And this is what we do. We exhaust everything before we go to Christ first. She spent every last dime till she had nothing. How many of us do that? We seek our aunties, we seek our brothers, we seek our alcoholic friends, we seek any and everybody else but Jesus. And that's just what this woman did. She probably asked friends, she probably did everything she could, because the Bible says she exhausted everything. So that's not only her finances, that's everything that she trusted in to believe to get her healing. And at last, Christ, we should have went first. We put them last until we really get in the bind. But her faith, still regardless, she didn't give up last. She didn't lose hope. She was in this crowd and she called out to Jesus. And that faith, because they had to know she was believing. What I was reading in the Bible, that there are things that women deal with. Endometriosis and all of these things that women deal with, which the constant bleeding or whatever. So that means there's nonstop. So everything had to be seen or noticed. But she pushed through the crowd, and because she pushed through the crowd and grabbed the hem of his cloak. Now that's another great faith. Because me, I want to be seen. I want you to know that it's me that is trying to get healing here. But even with the crowd, she didn't care. She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment. So I don't have to be seen. I don't have to have my hands laid on me. I don't have to have water sprinkled on me. I don't have to have 10 people praying over me. Just touch the hem of his garment. Because we'd be trying to figure things out. Now, how are you going to know it's me? You know, we think these things. No, just the hem. That's great faith. And because she did that, the virtue of him went out. And he said, who touched me? See, God is all-knowing God, all-seeing God. He can take care of everybody's problem at one time, anywhere, everywhere. Don't have to see, don't have to know. He knows. Because if he know every number of hair that's on your head, he know about everything. Everything. I can remember I was somewhere and my undergarments was kind of twisted. And I'm sitting up there praying about it. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm sitting here praying about it. But yeah, why not? He care about everything. You need comfort. You know, it's not comfort sometimes when things are twisted and snugged and whatever. I don't think men have that issue. Do you? You do, okay. So you understand. But God cares about everything. Everything. That was blind Barnabas, where he threw off his cloak before he was even healed. He moved by faith. That action. His faith was to call him. His action was to pull off that cloak. And the result was his healing. Much more time I have for that. Okay, there's one more scripture. I don't think I wrote it down. But it was dealing with the Shulamite woman. She wanted a child. See, back in those days, it was something when you have a child, especially a male child. It was great. And she was barren. She could not have a child. Well, because she waited on Elijah, the man of God, which was God's mouthpiece that they called back in that time. He was a prophet. She prepared a room for him. And in that room, she put a table, a lamp, a bed, and a chair. All the things we need, a bed to rest, light to see, and a table to read. Well, he was so grateful because every time she passed by, she told her husband, I think I'm going to do this for this man. Give him somewhere to stay. So because she did that, he asked her, what did she want? And she told him. And she ended up having a child. Well, by the time that child got 12 years old, she came to his mother and said, I have a headache. She told the child to go to the father, I believe. And the father told him to lay down. Well, when the child went to lay down, the child died. When the mother noticed, she was saying, nah, I know. Then bless me with a child to turn around and take this child from me. So she went to the servants and asked them to saddle up a donkey, a mule, whatever it was, because she needed to go to town to see Elijah, the man of God. And he asked her what for, and she said, all is well. And the reason I got to think about that, all is well. When we moving in faith, we can't tell a lot of people what we're doing because they won't believe it. And I hear this boy's dead, but I'm going to tell my husband, I'm going to go get him because my child is dead. He would have said, well, it's a wrap. It's not worried. Don't worry the man. Don't worry about going. Just, there you go. We stifling our faith when we move. So she told him, she said, all is well. Now that was her faith. Her action was to go get him. She rode to town, came up on his servant, and he told him, I want to see Elijah. So he got him, and she told him what was going on. He went back to the house. He laid on top of the boy and breathed into him. And there, the boy had life. Her action, her faith. She had faith. First of all, now you give me a child where I couldn't have a child. Okay, now she took that faith a little further. Because when the child died, now I know he didn't just bless me with a child and turn around and take it from me. So she went and she sought the man, Elijah. And Elijah came back. He laid on the child and the child came to life. That's the God we serve because of our faith. The Bible says he's moved by our faith. So no matter what people say, sometimes we got to throw our coat off before, or our garment, whatever garment, the garment, your heavy garment, whatever it is, and you just got to step out on faith. You got to believe. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And we don't seek anything that we don't believe in. It would be kind of foolish, wouldn't it? For me to sit and pray for that fan. I'm sitting there and I'm praying to the fan, because that's what a lot of people do. They pray to Buddha, to idols, and I have not seen one of them work, but I know the God I serve. He's answered all prayers that I have prayed. Even the ones he didn't answer, he still answered them, because he knew it was something I didn't need. So when we think they're unanswered prayers, they're answered prayers. Believe me, they are answered prayers. Because have he given us everything that we asked for? What position? Where will we be? So I got to the point. Now I pray for his divine will. Because he will give us our permissive will. He'll give us what we want. I listen to Dr. Jeremiah all the time, and this preacher, he wanted a plane. He kept praying for a plane. I want a plane, Lord. You know, bless me with this, you know, bless me with that. I want a plane. So God blessed him with the plane. Headaches, because he had to have somewhere to store the plane, the hangar, the fuel. Then he was praying to get rid of it. So God answered prayers. So I pray, Lord, give me your divine will, your permissive will, because he'll give us what we want, especially if we keep asking. You know how As kids, we keep begging for stuff. Oh, can I have this? Can I have this? My daughter, when she was a little girl, and I always use her. She kept asking for a popsicle. Can I have a popsicle? Can I have a popsicle? I told her, no, you cannot have a popsicle until you eat. And she looked up at me and asked me, if I bat my big brown eyes at you, can I have a popsicle? I don't know where she got that from, but someone told her. No. But they'll use everything they can. And I looked right at her. And them big brown eyes almost made me give in. But then I would knew the consequence behind it. She wouldn't have ate. We've been fine. So sometimes you can give in. And that's what God, he don't give in to all our wants, our needs, our kicking and our crying and our screaming and our yelling and our tantrums. I still have them. Don't say anything, Donisha. Yeah, I still have my tantrum, but each time I ask God to help me to deal with it. My faith is, I know the God I serve. My faith is, I've saw all that he brought me through. My faith is, I saw how he kept my family and friends and how he brought them through. My action is to continue to love him, to pray, and to serve him so I can continue to get the results that we need. I'm not going to stop no matter what. Whatever people say, you know, they tell you that about the world, no matter what the world look like, God still sits on the throne. He is still sovereign. So I'm trusting and I'm believing in that. And we got to know our citizenship is not here on earth, but is in heaven. And to be truthful with you, faith, when you have great faith, you're operating in the spiritual realm, not the natural, because we are a spiritual being. And because we are a spiritual being, we operate in the spiritual realm, which those things that Christ said for us. I can remember one time I was really, really sick, and I kept telling God, I'm going to praise you anyhow. And I kept putting this word on, no matter what happened, I'm going to praise you anyhow. And I kept saying, by your stripes, I am healed. And when I went to the doctor, he shook his head. He looked at the paperwork. And he said, you mind if I get a second opinion? So when he left the room to get another doctor, fear wanted to set in. And I said to myself, oh, these doctors, they just want things to be bigger than what it are. So I'm sitting there. I said, Lord, I'm going to still praise you anyhow. When that doctor came in, had me get back up on the table, and he examined me again, and he looked at my paperwork. He looked at the doctor, and then he shook his head. He said, by your paperwork, your blood work, you should be dead or in the hospital. That's the God I serve. Because I know what my body was going through. I was having symptoms where I had to crawl to the bathroom. When I got to the hospital, I was in a coma for the first 3 days. But because I continued to praise God because of who he was, the symptoms was there. But in the spiritual realm, I was healed. And we have to believe and know that. Blind man. Knowing Christ can hide him. We were all blind. We can see now. We can see now. Because I'm telling you, I walked around in darkness for so long, believing on my truths. And when I look back at them, I cringe. Because they were so silly. But they meant a lot. They were real to me then. They were real to me then. And given that, I just want you to keep this little mustard seed. All you have, whatever come your way. And we've been knowing God long enough for our faith to be a little bigger than what it is. So this is a reminder, just this little bit. Put this little bit of mustard seed on that big faith that you have and see what results you get. And with that, that's it. Mm-hmm.